This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Tuesday hosted a virtual panel discussion featuring foreign ministers from around the world on the need for a just and lasting peace in Ukraine. Addressing the panel from Kyiv, Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said Ukraine has very specific conditions for peace in Ukraine.
No other nation wants peace more than Ukraine, but peace at any cost is an illusion. For peace to be a lasting one, it needs to be just. The cessation of Russia's aggression and the restoration of Ukraine's territorial integrity are essential conditions for peace.
Tuesday's panel was part of the second U.S.-led summit for democracy. U.S. President Joe Biden will formally kick off the summit Wednesday as part of his effort to rally against Russia and as well as China's growing inroads around the world. A day after pausing its controversial judicial overhaul legislation, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday the country will overcome its differences and reach a compromise agreement. But the reaction to the plan has been unlike anything the prime minister has seen before in his tenure. The office of Israel's figurehead president, Isaac Herzog, announced that he would host negotiating teams from both sides of the issue for their first meeting late Tuesday in an effort to find a potential compromise plan. The Netanyahu's overhaul would weaken Israel's judiciary in favor of the executive branch, prompting critics to say the government was tilting towards authoritarianism. Analyst Johann Plessner, president of the Israel Democracy Institute, told the Associated Press Netanyahu never dealt with such a comprehensive pushback from opposition that included the Israeli public, civil society, labor unions, and the Israeli business community. That indicated, Plessner said, that Netanyahu did not have a majority of support from the Israeli people. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Ghana Tuesday, where she pledged a new era of partnership with Africa, envisioning a future that is propelled by African innovation. Speaking from a monument commemorating Ghana's independence from colonialism, Harris, the first U.S. woman and person of color to hold her office, stressed the need to empower women to spur economic growth.
And when we lift up the economic status of a woman, let's be clear. We lift up the economic status of her children, her family, her community, the entire economy benefits.
Harris's speech on her second full day in Ghana is part of a week-long trip that will include visits to Tanzania and Zambia. She is the most high-profile member of President Joe Biden's administration to visit Africa as the U.S. escalates its outreach to the continent. A shooter armed with two assault rifle-style weapons and a handgun killed three students and three adults at a private Christian school in the city of Nashville, Tennessee, Monday, the latest deadly rampage in a nation anguished by the regularity of mass killings. In an interview with ABC News' Good Morning America program, Metropolitan Nashville Police Department Chief John Drake said they have a manifesto from the shooter as well as maps diagramming the school.
Nashville police have released about 2 minutes of edited surveillance video from the scene of Monday's deadly school shooting. The video shows the shooter's car driving up to the school. Children can be seen playing on swings in the background. Then an interior view shows glass doors to the school being shot out and the attacker ducking through one of the shattered doors. The shooter walks through a school corridor holding a gun with a long barrel and goes into a room labeled Church Office, then comes back out. In the final part of the footage, the shooter can be seen walking down another long corridor with the gun drawn. The person is not seen interacting with anyone else on the video, and the footage has no sound. I'm Rita Foley.
The family of an American couple kidnapped in Haiti is pleading for their release after they paid $5,000, and now the kidnappers want more money. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Jean Dickens Toussaint and his wife Abby were kidnapped by gangs while visiting Haiti from Florida on March 18th, according to sister Nikesse Toussaint. The gangs are now demanding $200,000 each. The family says it paid someone they trusted $6,000 to give to the gang, but the money vanished. It's not unusual for gangs in Haiti, which often kidnap people, to refuse to release them after ransoms are paid.
From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.